When the Cardinals played the Cubs in the 2015 National League Division Series, it was the first time the rivals had faced each other in the postseason since baseball went to division play in 1969 and introduced an expanded playoff system. It wasn't, however, the first time St. Louis and Chicago faced each other in a championship series. In 1870, 1 year after the Cincinnati Red Stockings became baseball's first professional team, the cities of Chicago and St. Louis were engaged in a fierce trade rivalry. That same year, the newly formed Chicago White Stockings defeated the powerful Red Stockings and claimed title to the best team in baseball. The White Stockings made occasional trips to St. Louis and routinely crushed the city's best amateur teams. The defeats were so embarrassing that St. Louis civic leaders, already chafing at the Chicago Tribune's mocking claim that Chicago businessmen wore out the soles of their shoes while St. Louis businessmen wore out the seats of their pants, decided to sign several of baseball's best players and form their own professional team. In St. Louis, on May 6, 1875, Chicago and St. Louis professional baseball teams met for the first time. When St. Louis defeated Chicago by a lopsided 10-0 score, an overflow crowd, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, danced, sang, kissed, wept, laughed, embraced, shook hands, slapped each other's backs, and ran to and fro like madmen. The next day, an editorial in the St. Louis Republican boasted that the victory validated the city's claim to having the greatest population, the most flourishing trade, the biggest bridge, and the prettiest women. A decade later, Chicago had an opportunity to reclaim its bragging rights when its White Stockings, champions of the National League, played the St. Louis Brown Stockings, champions of the American Association, in a seven-game series that was a forerunner to the modern World Series. When the series, played in 1885, ended in a disputed draw at three games apiece, with one tie game called because of darkness, the teams met again in 1886 in a winner-take-all, best-of-seven-game series characterized by heavy gambling, dirty play, rowdy fans, and one of the most celebrated plays in early baseball history. Trailing 3-2 in games, the White Stockings, led by future Hall of Famers Charles Comiskey, King Kelly, and John Clarkson, were leading 3-0 in a Game 6 played in St. Louis, but the Brown Stockings tied the score and sent the game into extra innings. In the bottom of the 10th, Brown Stocking outfielder Kurt Welch, known for his clutch hitting and heavy drinking, he once dedicated a season to beer, singled and worked his way around to third base. When a Clarkson pitch eluded Kelly, Welch came home with the series-winning run to the wild reaction of 10,000 St. Louis fans in attendance. The St. Louis Daily Globe Democrat reported that more than half of the fans made a grand rush for the players, yelling and making all manners of noises. As soon as they would run up against a man in a Browns uniform, they would throw him upon their backs and carry him off the field. Welch's run gave St. Louis the undisputed championship of baseball and the entire $15,000 gate from the winner-take-all series. Though newspaper accounts of the game reported that Welch trotted home after what was either a pass ball or a wild pitch, later accounts embellished the story by claiming that Welch stole home, barely eluding King Kelly in a dramatic $15,000 slide. A dramatic slide is more exciting than a pass ball or a wild pitch, so the embellishment eventually became part of the fabled history of baseball. My wife Anita and I have been watching Cardinals-Cubs games since we moved to Southern Illinois in 1969. Anita, a former first grade teacher, has a warm and compassionate nature and wishes both teams could win for the sake of their fans. A former English professor and a diehard Pirates fan, I have a critical and unforgiving nature and usually root for both teams to lose. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.